What about the issue of delayed trastuzumab, the patient with a HER2-positive tumor who's now 6 months, 12 months, a couple years after initial diagnosis?
So there's the orthodox answer, and there's sort
Your
of
answer,
what I think
right?
is the biologic answer. The orthodox answer is there are no data to speak to the fact that giving it out further is going to be beneficial, and there's no trial that's got any data to speak to that. The biologic answer is very similar to what I said earlier. You know it works in the adjuvant setting. You know it works in the metastatic setting. The patient you're talking about sits between those two goalposts. If she has a disease that has escaped her primary site and it's a HER2-positive tumor, the likelihood of her having a benefit is there. So my sense is biologically it should be beneficial.
I've heard a lot of different opinions on this, but one sort of viewpoint actually kind of follows out of the aromatase inhibitor data, where using it in delayed fashion after 2 years or after 5 years has gotten people into the mindset of let's assess the risk at this point in time, whether it's 2 years later or 4 years later, and assume that that's going to be dropped by the AI. Do you think that same type of approach makes sense in terms of trastuzumab? Okay, where are they? What's their risk from this point on?
I think that's absolutely the way to go for it. I don't think we have sufficient parameters or parametrics to measure that at this point in time. I'm sure that's going to be looked at based on some of the array data that are out there, as well as genomic type data that are being analyzed to get a sense of that.